Hello, you're listening to I Hear a New World. This is the April edition, a little bit late in the day, admittedly, but we do have a superb 20 or so minutes for you with, as you might hear in the background, Marky Smith is back with another album by The Fall. It's called Your Future Is Our Clutter. And this is Berry Parts 1 and 3 that you're hearing in the background to build it up. We also have Coco Rosie, and we have two tickets to give away to see them live in Glasgow on the 12th of May. So stay tuned to find out how to get those tickets. It's dead easy. Also, we have got brilliant tracks by Debutante and Eagle Owl. So do make sure you stay tuned. As I said, I'm going to leave you with the charming Mr. Marky Smith.
Yeah.
today. It's a new album, Your Future, Our Clutter, and it's actually really, really good. It's one of their better albums, without a doubt, and it's good to have them back. I really liked my favourite Fall album, really, is Country on the Click, or the Real New Fall LP, because it's the first one I got into, and that was not that long ago, but a few years ago now. And Fall Heads Roll, that came up after that, was really good. But since that, I've not been sure, and I've not been convinced. But this new one is out on Domino Records, released today, and it is. It's just really refreshing to hear the Fall again, actually, and just wander about town with it on the headphones. Quite enjoyable. And grimacing at people, and snarling, just random stream of consciousness nonsense under your breath, but you know, with some good lines in there that just make you think, okay, you know, he knows, he's saying something here, but I just don't know quite what. That's what I love about Mikey Smith. He can't predict what he's going to say next, or do next for that matter. Now, that was Berry parts, I think it's 1 and 3, and they released parts 2 and 4 on a 7-inch limited edition for Record Store Day. You can still download those separately though, online, and yep, get the album if I were you, I would. It's really, really good. Coming up next, I've got Debutante. Now, after that, I'll be playing the new single from Coco Rosie, Lemonade. Oh, just starts. Okay, I'm playing it now. Bollocks. Okay, after this, I'll tell you how to get the gig tickets.
Yeah, we're single de Mayo. Pillowcase on his head. No more breathing time. An ambulance bed spread round every corner, calling out his name.
Snow and rain in search of magic powers.
That's Lemonade, the radio edit from the ever interesting Coco Rosie. Really like that. I love that synth sound that's coming in there. Yeah, that one. And I think it's really good. And they're playing on 12th of May at the Classic Grand in Glasgow. And you can get your hands on two free tickets for doing very, very little. All you've got to do is email me, gaseous.brain@gmail.com. Don't let this stupid email address put you off. Just email me at gaseous.brain@gmail.com with Coco Rosie in the subject header so that I notice it, because I'm very, very rubbish at keeping up with my emails. But I will notice it if you put Coco Rosie in the subject header. And then just tell me your name, and we'll make sure you get a plus one. You might want to put a mobile number or something on there just so we've got some way of contacting you. But basically, do that, and you will have the tickets. And as the first person, just make it fair, the most enthusiastic person who was willing to listen to this and send an email will get the tickets. Dead easy. I think that's about it. That's all you need to know, I think, in terms of that. So let's move on to Debutante, a brilliant Edinburgh-based musician called Philip Quirry. And he's got a double A-side out with Conquering Animal Sound, and it's on Jerry Loves Records, a new label who are putting out some beautifully packaged split singles, starting with this one. It's got the song Thirst by Debutante and Giant by Conquering Animal Sound on there, and it's really, really good. And there was a deluxe edition, it's now sold out, and I did shell out to get it, and it was well worth it. Not only was it hand delivered by Paddy, who's as well as Andy or Non-Image, who they run the label together. Paddy came around with it, and it's a box of treasures, believe me. It was amazing, and I'm never selling it on eBay. But they had a couple of extra CDs in there, and this song was one of them, and it hit me straight away. I really, really love it. And it's called The King of Double Speak, and it's an acoustic version. So let's see if I can actually control this system myself and play it. Thank you. no part of that song that isn't just gorgeous. That is King of Doublespeak, and that is by Debutante, and really well worth checking out his stuff. Head over to myspace.com/musicbydebutante to find out more, and he's playing a bunch of gigs in June, including Newcastle, Glasgow, Edinburgh and Berwick upon Tweed. So you really haven't got any excuse to miss him, really, if as long as you live in those places or nearby. And go to jerrylovesrecords.com where you can buy the split single. It's a limited edition 7-inch vinyl in special hand-constructed packaging, according to the website, with artwork by the bands themselves. Okay, I'm just selling this now, aren't I? But there's only 400, and it is worth getting. Come on, support these bands. They need it. They need support, and they deserve support, more importantly. Now, speaking of gigs, there are two gigs on Friday in Scotland that, in the Central Belt, that I think are pretty good. Now, in Glasgow, Pinko and iTunes, who are fellow bloggers, they are putting on a gig. So, who is playing? Kid Canaveral, Mitchell Museum and Campfires in Winter, and it's at the Captain's Rest, 8 o'clock on Friday. So, if you're in Glasgow, that is a good gig. However, if you're in Edinburgh, which I will be, because I'm so lazy these days, I don't go through to Glasgow that often, but there is actually a brilliant gig in Edinburgh, and it is Eagle Owl, and that's on at the Roxy Room, 7:30, and last time they played, it sold out, so you can still get tickets online in advance. So go to eagleowlattack.co.uk. Now, that also supporting them is John Egdahl and Douglas Furs, and they're also playing in Glasgow, so don't worry, people in Glasgow, you will not miss out on Eagle Owl, because they're playing with My Kappa Roots and the wonderful Rob St. John at the Flying Duck on Saturday the 1st of May, and it's a fiver, and it's at 7 p.m. and this is their EP launch for their new EP, which is called Into the Fold. It's absolutely beautiful. And this song is called No Conjunction, and it's just amazing. It really is. So enjoy this, and as I say, don't forget Eagle Owl attack.co.uk for details of this EP and the gigs.
Ready?
Yep. Thank you.
absolutely and utterly gorgeous. Just brings a tear to my eye. If I'm worried when I go to the gig, I'm just going to burst out crying during that song. It's brilliant. I love Blanket from their first EP, but that is just incredible. So eagleowlattack.co.uk, and I'll be interviewing Bart from Eagle Owl on my blog, gaseousbrain.com, some point this week. Hopefully that'll go up, so come over and check us out. Subscribe, because I don't post every day or anything, but if you subscribe to RSS or email, then you'll get updates whenever I do post something. And that's it for today, so thanks for listening. We'll have another podcast, because this was so late in the day. The May one's going to be really soon, so you can subscribe to this as well on iTunes, or just if you subscribe to the blog, I'll tell you about it there. So thanks for listening. This has been I Hear a New World, and thanks to all the bands that were involved for letting me play their music. Cheers.